When I say the word filibuster, what do you think of? Because I think of this.
Get up there with that lady that's up on top of this Capitol dome. That lady that stands for liberty. Take a look at this guy.
That's Jimmy Stewart in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, playing the idealistic Senator Smith, blocking a bill on the Senate floor, just talking and talking and talking. My next guest is Teo Hetema. He's involved in a different kind of filibuster. Call this one a church filibuster. Teo is the chair of the Protestant Church in The Hague, the Dutch capital. Tell us what you're doing, Teo.
Well, Marco, here in The Hague, we have a continuous church service protecting an Armenian family who has fled to the Netherlands 9 years ago. And they should be safe in our country, but they are not. And they run the risk of being expelled back to Armenia, where there's life danger for the family. So we want to protect them. And we have an actual article in our law that says that police may not enter a church building during a church service. It's a law from 1994. It's a modern translation of a very old medieval habit of church sanctuary. You are safe in a church and respected by the police.
Mm. How many weeks have you been conducting the service?
It's more than 7 weeks now, and we have had more than 1,200 hours of church service just going on and on and on.
Like, even into the night?
Yeah, 24 hours a day. We have a schedule, and each hour a pastor comes and fulfills a part of the service. So we have Bible reading, explanations, sermons, silence, prayer, singing, meditation.
So have you had to reach out to pastors to come and fill the void at like 3 a.m?
Yeah, that's always a kind of a struggle, but we managed to do so when we started in October. We called our pastors in The Hague of our Protestant church to help us. And afterwards, we turned to the entire country of the Netherlands. We asked, we need your help to fulfill this. And it's surprising. It's really a miracle that help has come. And the last few weeks, I have seen pastors coming from Belgium, from Germany, from Geneva, Switzerland, to participate in our service. So it's spreading around and around.
And I'd like to get a sense of the support you're getting locally from congregants. I mean, if I were to show up at 3 a.m, how large would the congregation be?
Yeah, then the congregation is small. And there's a verse in the Bible that says, where two or three are gathered in the name of Jesus, it's enough for me. And often when you come early in the morning, there are two or three people sitting in the church praying and singing together or reading the Bible. When you come in the morning or in the afternoon, some 10, 15 or 20 people are sitting in the church.
And what about response from the Dutch government? Because, I mean, essentially your nonstop service is a roadblock for them.
Yeah, we have made up a file with new materials on the situation in Armenia and on this family. And now the government is considering these materials.
Do you see any end in sight to this?
Not directly, but we have good hope that the government will give serious considerations to our materials. But it surely is not sure that they will have a positive ending. And we are well aware of that.
You heard me earlier mentioning the film Mr. Smith Goes to Washington with Jimmy Stewart. And yeah, the filibuster comparison was sort of tongue-in-cheek. But when I was looking for sound from the movie to play for this segment, I came across this.
I guess this is just another lost cause, Mr. Payne. All you people don't know about lost causes. Mr. Payne does. He said once they were the only causes worth fighting for. And he fought for them once, for the only reason any man ever fights for them. Because of just one plain, simple rule. Love thy neighbor.
One plain, simple rule. Love thy neighbor. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, and we are very aware that we can do only for this one family. We cannot give a solution to the many refugees here in the Netherlands, and they all have painful story, and we are aware of that. But we can do this for this one family, and that's what we do.